Bell ring. Time for Lon Manette. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Constable Ben Withers in the Jot-'em-Down store and radio station talking to Ab.
Well, I've got to be getting back down to the jailhouse, Abner. Have to supervise the construction work, you know.
Yeah.
I just wanted to drop in and show you this postcard from Willie the Boodler, as long as he's your friend.
Of course, well, I'm glad you did, Dan.
He said that to be sure and say hello to you.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
He thinks a great deal of you, Abner.
Oh, yeah.
That's a nice card, don't you
think? Yeah, I think.
Yes,
he's smart, that's
Willie.
He's a funny fella, there's no doubt about that.
Dear Constable, that's
you read it
to me, Dan. You know, I'm not going to tell him about buying that desk and the cooking from Lob and putting it in the lunch counter in the new jail. I'm going to surprise all my old prisoners with that.
Well, be surprised, all right.
Dear Constable,
you read that to me, Dan.
I'm having fine time in Florida. How is the new jailhouse coming? Save a nice cell for me as I'll be heading back that way as soon as the warm weather sets in. Say hello to Abner Peabody for me. Yours truly, Willie the Boodler. He says, say hello to you, Abner.
Yeah, I know.
He thinks a great deal of you, Abner.
Well,
I've got to be running along. Oh, Tim Plum. Wonder if he'd like to hear the postcard.
Yeah, well, I can tell him about it. I know it by heart now.
Yeah.
He's too wrapped up in his new radio program to think about anything else. Well, howdy, Mom. How'd you meet and go with Moe?
Oh, better than I expected. Howdy, Ben.
Oh, Mom. I got a card from Willie.
Yeah, good.
He's heading back this way as soon as the warm weather sets in.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that.
Did Moe like your new idea for the program, Mom?
Oh, yeah, he loved it.
He did.
I could tell he was a little skeptical about whether I could actually hypnotize folks or not, but he says if I can do it, that's the program he wants.
Well, you sure must have hypnotized me yesterday. I know I never would have did all that work around here if I'd been my right mind.
I know you wouldn't either.
No.
Well, I know how to get the work done around the store here now.
I told you, now I've been thinking about that. Here's another thing, Lonette. If you start looking at me and start telling me I'm sleepy just to get me hypnotized to do all the work, if I ever do come out of it, I'll whop you right on top of the head.
Well, don't worry. I ain't going to do that to you, am I?
Yes, you do it. Now, I'm get to where I'll be afraid to look at.
All I want to do is just try it out on you, see if it actually mesmerize anybody.
Well, you sure done it. I'll say that for you.
And old Mo sure liked the idea.
He did, huh?
Of course, he started getting out of his hip zone right away.
Oh,
natural. You know what he suggested?
No, what?
He said that after I got the folks on the show hypnotized, well, I could tell each one of them to go down to his barber shop and get a shave and a haircut.
Any folks, too?
No, just the men.
Oh.
He figured if they're under the spell, they'd go right down there and get the works, tonics and massages and shampoos and everything.
That would be the safest way to get a shave down there at Molder. Leastways, it wouldn't hurt you so much if you never know what was going on.
Oh, Jimmy, you just work all the time.
Hey, Dad.
Jimmy, he sharpened that razor.
It's like beating that whisker off with a wet rope, sort of.
That's terrible.
Yes, sir. Grab a towel and where it's there, slam it down on your face. You have to drop it someplace. It's so hot it can't hold it itself.
I know it.
Yeah.
Have to get up and take a drink of water if you can now, please.
Yeah.
I finally talked him out of that idea, though, about having folks come down. And I feared that I was taking too big an advantage of the folks to hypnotize.
Well, I've got to be going.
Oh, well, see
you later, Ben.
Well, by the way, Abner, Willie wanted me to be sure and say hello to you.
Yeah, I know he did.
Do you want to send a return message?
Yeah, I'll say hello to him.
Okay. Well, I gotta be running along. See you later.
Yeah, so long, dear.
Yeah, so long.
So, Mo's like that, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, Cedric showed up here, yes.
Cedric?
Yeah, I told him to come over here today for a hypnotical audition.
What?
Audition, a tryout.
Oh.
I want to see if he's a good subject for being hypnotized. See, I got to make sure that I get folks on the show that I can hypnotize. It'd be kind of embarrassing to get somebody up there that I couldn't throw in their transom.
Yeah. Of course, I don't see how you can tell if Cedric's a good subject or not, though.
Well, why can't
I? Well, he goes around like he's in a trance of most of the time.
Oh, well, I can tell him. Oh, hi there, Squire.
Well, gentlemen, gentlemen.
What can we do for you today, Squire?
Oh, nothing, man. Not a thing in the world. Just throw that drop-in cat with you for a few minutes. Understand your radio business is getting along pretty good now.
Yeah, it is. We've got quite a few sponsors now.
By the way, what are your rates for advertising on your station, Ron?
Well, for a 4-hour program.
But I was thinking about those little short announcements you get to sort of throw in there once in a while, you know.
Oh, them are sported announcements.
Oh, yes, yes.
They run 75 cents a piece, 3 for $1. Singing ones comes a little high, of course. They're 80 cents, 3 for $1.05.
80 cents, huh?
Of course, now the thing they get is a regular half-hour program. Like, for instance, the new one we're floating up and up from old news.
Yeah, Rob's going to hypnotize folks on that. Hypnotize
folks. Yeah, listen, you know. Well, yeah, the secret's out. I reckon you may as well know it, too.
Well, are you experiencing hypnotism, Rob?
Well, yeah. Yeah, I didn't study enough on it, and finally caught on to it.
He hypnotized me yesterday. Had me poking food packs all over the floor. That
thing,
you know,
sure
did. Now, by George, this is news. Just how are you going to make that into a radio show, you know?
Well, I'm going to get different folks around town and mesmerize them right on the microphone.
Yes.
Have them do different things. Sing one thing or another.
See, you want to audition subject for a subject quicker to get you there. Well, maybe you'd like to be a subject, Squire. No, not me.
I'm going
to
pay each subject $1 for being on the show.
$1, huh?
Yeah.
$1. That is, one of these so-called subjects, when he gets on the microphone, he's liable to say no things, I'm with
you. Yeah, you do whatever I tell him to, natural.
Well, now,
anyway.
If a man should happen to mention something about the new rates on insurance, it wouldn't ruin the program, I don't suppose.
Yeah, no, I don't see why anybody would mention that, though.
Well, yes. You know, Rom, I've always had a certain interest in hypnotism, and purely for experimental purposes, I believe I'd be willing to offer myself as a subject.
You'd be showing your skill?
Yes, I'll start one time.
Good for you. Hey, Hart, I was just getting ready to put on some more decents here to make sure I'm getting the right kind of subject.
Yeah, there comes your other subject, Rom. Cedric's coming up on the porch.
Oh, well, that's fine. Now I can audition you two fellas together.
Yeah, that's fine. Come on in here, Cedric. We're waiting for you.
Yeah, I'm careful as I'm late, but I've been questioning to make my mind a blank.
Well, I think you'll catch on to that all right, Cedric. Fact is, you got a little head start.
Oh, are you cheating, Emma?
No.
Get over here, Cedric, and stand by Squire.
Yes, right here, Cedric.
That's it. Now, here's what I want you fellas to do. I want you to relax. Don't think of nothing. Just listen to everything I say and have confidence in me. All right, here we go. You're getting sleepy. Both of you. You're so tired. So sleepy. So sleepy.
If I weren't standing here seeing it, I would never do it.
Well, they're under my spell, man. What do you want them to do, Edna?
Let's see. Now, put them to work around it. Well, I want to watch that squash get work one time.
Oh, you've done all of that yesterday.
Oh, that's fine. Tell them there are things. Let's see them fly around the room.
Oh, I can't do that. They'd break their necks.
Yeah, let's see what would be a good
one. I think there's something for them to do that's a complete opposite of what they generally do.
It's hard to think of with them, too. It's the opposite to themselves.
Well, wait a minute. Maybe that's a good idea right there. I'll change them into one another.
One another?
Make Squire think you Cedric and make Cedric think you Squire.
That's a good idea. That's a damn
good idea. Let's see that way. Squire Skimp, you ain't yourself no more. You're changed. You're Cedric Lehunt. You get that? You are Cedric Wehunt.
Yes, Mom. I heard you, Mr. Long.
Cedric, look at me. You ain't Cedric. You never were Cedric. You're Squire Skimp. Do you understand? You are Squire M.K. Skimp.
Yes, gentlemen, I understand perfectly.
Now, please sit down.
Squire, get up and walk around the room.
Yes, certainly.
Now, I'll be the quick about it, Papa. Look at that, Cedric.
Don't make me laugh.
You're not Squire, you know.
Cedric, don't get set there. You better get over there and pick yourself out a writing tablet for school.
Yes, Mom.
Look at him, you'll
be able to. Take a look at him. He's taking out a tablet with a picture of the ending on it. At the time, he said the caller picked out for you.
All right, Squire, you can stop walking around now. Come back in and sit down.
Yes, yes, I'll be right there.
How do you get him out of this cell?
Hopefully, it's nothing too bad.
Well, I'll show you. Yeah, that's it.
All right, Cedric, you ain't Squire no more. Wake up.
Come on, Cedric.
Wake up.
Yes,
yes, gentlemen.
Cedric, I told you to wake up. Come on, boy, wake up. Wake up.
Again, you didn't come out of it. Yeah, that is you have, Cedric. You better try Squire.
Yeah, I'll work on that. All right, Squire. Put down that writing tablet. You ain't Cedric no more. Wake up, that's it. Wake up, wake up, wake up.
Maybe you're paying no attention to you, huh?
Look there, it's heading for the door. Hey, wait a minute. You can't go out there.
Yeah, I've got to. All my little chums are waiting for me.
Hey, wait a minute, Cedric. I'll walk up the street with you.
I've got an insurance prospect waiting at my office for me. I'll see you gentlemen later.
Well, wait a minute, Squire. Cedric, I want to talk to you.
I can't now, Mr. Lyle. I have to hurry. I'll be late for school.
If that isn't the picture, Squire thinks he's Cedric, and Cedric thinks he's Squire. Anything can happen now.